Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. All right, girlfriend, welcome back to the Wind Up Women podcast. I am so excited to have you here again, and I just want to cheers to you with some kombucha. I'm not having wine. I'm not having whiskey this week. I'm actually having some Synergy Organic Kombucha, and I'm having the Cosmic Cranberry. So good. I don't know what it is, but lately I've just been craving cranberry and like cranberry juice. So I saw this at the store the other day and I was like, yes, please. It is really, really yummy. And honestly, guys, I actually used to hate kombucha, hated it, but now I don't mind it. And I've been kind of diving into nutrition and like not, I always have, but I'm kind of diving into nutrition when it comes to your menstrual cycles and stuff like that, which might sound random, but it actually plays a huge role in everything you do. If you learn more about your menstrual cycle, that is what really determines our day-to-day lives as a woman, like as a woman, right? Like it is the main function of our bodies. And so when we're kind of in tune with that, we learn more about it. We can learn what to eat during what phases. We can learn what exercise to do during what phases, what projects to do, all the things. So I'm actually going to dive into that in this episode, but I kind of wanted to just like preface that that is why I'm drinking kombucha, because right now in the phase that I'm in my cycle, it says to have like, I don't know, fermented drinks in a way, like stuff like that. I don't know how to say it. Yeah, it's a fermented tea. So it said fermented foods or teas or anything like that. So I was like, oh, that's probably why I was craving the kombucha. That's so crazy. But yeah, anyways, I digress. So today I wanted to talk to you about giving yourself permission to slow down. And whenever I make these episodes, guys, I think about, okay, what do I need to hear? And over these past few weeks, I've been really, really struggling with my energy. And I've been going, doing, being in my masculine like almost 100% of the time, like I would say 95% of the time. And I burnt out. I am exhausted. I just felt like I needed a break, not just for a day. I needed like a week. Like, and it threw me off. And that's not something I can do with having a business, with working at the school online right now, and you know, just living my daily life, right? You can't be burning yourself out like that. So I decided to really just dive in on learning on how to give myself permission to slow the F down. And I just want you to kind of think about, how has your body been feeling lately? Are you tired? Are you cranky? Are you anxious? Are you not sleeping very well? Are you binge eating? Has it been hard for you to slow down? Like, you know, you're doing too much, but you just feel like you can't slow down. What is your current phase in your cycle right now? That's why I talked about it a little bit when I was kicking this podcast off, because I'm going to talk about it later. But what phase are you in your menstrual cycle? Are you listening to that and what your body's trying to tell you there? What is your typical response when your body lets you know that it is tired? And what you need to start figuring out and asking those questions, so we can finally see what is our body trying to tell us and our mind and our soul and everything. Because our body's not just being like, you're tired, just go watch Netflix and chill. No, it's saying you're tired, you're overworking, you are going to burn out. This is not going to benefit you if you keep going this way. And I love all of those questions because, girl, I've been feeling this way so much lately. And it made me dig into this a little bit more and want to share with you. So Wow. I feel like this is a very loaded topic, but I'm going to try just to condense it for you guys. And I'm going to go deeper into the cycle and the menstrual cycle as I learn more about it today. But I really just want to kind of focus on what you're feeling in your body and how we can learn to give ourselves permission again to relax. If you are like, amen, sister, I am struggling with that so hard right now. I feel like I could use this time to relax, but I feel like I should be getting things done and I beat myself up if I do relax, all of these things. So it's because in our world, it's so freaking common for people to push through their exhaustion, their stress, their anxiety. Do they just push through and brush it off? They say, oh, whatever, I'll just keep going. I'll go get extra coffee. I'll go get a, I don't know, Red Bull or energy drink or Monster or something like that, rather than slowing down or resting or asking a question on why am I tired? What am I doing that is making me this exhausted? And after all, getting things done is so freaking important. You have to get things done in our daily life. But if you're pushing, you are going to reach that burnout, which then creates you to not be able to get things done. So that is the importance of resting and slowing down and being more aware and present. So if you're like me, and even though your body is tired and begging you to slow down, you're afraid of what will happen if you do, right? You're afraid of what will you miss? You have that FOMO. You feel like you won't get ahead. You feel like you will fail. You feel like you won't be able to manage all your responsibilities when you get back to after resting. Or when you do sit down to rest, your mind is racing the whole time. So actually, you aren't resting. And that ultimately makes you more stressed. It's like this snowball effect, right? So when I'm talking to a lot of my girls in my fit community, or even the girls that are on my team and working this business, they tell me that sometimes they feel overwhelmed by all the things that they're doing, all of their responsibilities, being like, let's say, moms, nurses, teachers, like dealing with the business or working full time or getting a second job or relationships, going out with friends, family events, all of these things. And they feel like every single freaking one of those responsibilities builds them up with anxiety and tension and overwhelm because they're on the go, 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 go. Their calendar has like a million things on it. Their phone's constantly dinging with reminders on to do this, do that, do that. Their to-do list is a mile freaking long, and they are feeling like they are drowning. They feel desperate to stop and pause even just for one full day, but they don't because they're afraid that if they do, that the whole world around them will crash and fall. And I'm not talking about just them. This happens to me on the daily. And I have to catch myself when I'm doing this. And I want you to first and foremost find someone that can keep you accountable. For me, it's Justin, because he's always like, you need to take a break. You need to take a break. Go rest. Put your phone away. Come hang out. Like, you know, you need to have someone that's going to keep you accountable for your rest days if you struggle with resting. So one of the questions I ask myself and I ask my girls I ask people who tell me that there is like no area in their schedules to, you know, carve out time for them to rest, right? So I always ask them or ask myself, what would happen to everything that's on my to-do list if you end up in the hospital? So if you are saying you don't have time to rest, then I'm going to come back at you and ask you, what would happen to everything that you say that you have to do if you ended up at the hospital because you overworked yourself and you got sick? What would happen? Sadly, honestly, girl, this isn't a crazy question because it happens to so many people with adrenal fatigue, depression, anxiety. People just get the flu or their immune system goes down when you're overworked, you're stressed, you're not sleeping enough, you're not fueling your body with nutrition, you're not getting enough sleep, all of the stuff. already said that, but that's fine. but if you push your body for long enough without rest, there's a high freaking chance that you will get sick or have an accident because you're on the go and rushing all the time that you just are on kind of like autopilot, right? You're numbing out. So I want you to kind of take time today. If this is something that you definitely do struggle with, write a list of all the different responsibilities you have. And then next to each responsibility, write down whether it would matter if you missed this, if you were, let's say, in the hospital. So for me, I'm looking at my to-do list right now. It says detergent, put stuff on Poshmark to sell, clean bathroom, laundry, order contacts, podcast prep, call vet, savings account stuff, all of that stuff, okay? So what one of those things on my to-do list matter? Like, would it matter if I missed any of those if I was in the hospital? No. No, it wouldn't. And if it did, I would find someone to help me out with those tasks if it came down to it, right? So why don't we do that? If we're not in the hospital, why don't we have people delegate? Why don't we have people help us out? Why don't we split the responsibilities with things like this? Would your friend help you, let's say, watch the kids or help you with maybe doing a podcast episode with you or running a fitness group with you or a fellow teacher? Would they help you make lesson plans and share what they're doing next week to give you some ideas or you can combine lesson plans? Would someone else in your family pick up the groceries? Are you able to order your groceries online instead and get delivered to you? Are you able to cancel on a event that you actually really don't want to go to? Looking at all your various demands and commitments from this side of the alley, right? Like on this side of the grass, it really helps you gauge how important those freaking to-do lists and those events and those commitments and all those things are, right? So if you were in the hospital, is selling a Poshmark outfit that important? No. Right? Is grocery shopping important? Yes, it is, but can I have Justin bring home groceries? Can I order them online and get them delivered? Can we order HelloFresh and get them delivered? Right? So make sure that you are being smart. Delegate. Don't take it all. You do not need to say yes to everything. Don't have to pile everything on your plate just because you might be trying to please everyone or look like you're the hero or look like you can get everything done. Because at the end of the day, girlfriend, you are only being detrimental to your health and to yourself and to your sanity. So stop saying yes to everything. Stop being so proud that you can't delegate. Do it for you. Do it for your family. Do it for your loved ones. Do it for your future. Because you deserve to do that. The world will not end if you take a break. The world will not end if you delegate a task. The world will not end if you put off like a certain task for the next day. Right? The world will not end if you take a small vacation or just unplug your phone for an hour a day. The solutions might not be easy, and you truly may be key to the lives of a handful of people. Like if you have kids or like students or a husband, dog, anything like that. But I would bet that many of the things that you currently have to do on that to-do list could be done just as well by someone else. Okay? And not only that, but if you listen to your body, your real life, your best life, might actually have a hope of finding you, which I think is so beautiful. Because when you put that time aside to recenter, recalibrate, refocus, That's when the creativity can come in. That's when the space and energy can come in. That's when the inspiration can come in. That's when the mindset work can come in. That's when the meditations, the journaling, the reading a book, the getting out in nature, the spending time with loved ones, that's when that type of things can come in for you in your life. And I also, girl, I challenge you, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, maybe start looking into your menstrual cycle. And the phases of that, there's four phases, and I'm currently diving into this and might do a podcast episode later down the road once I learn a little bit more and once I start applying it a little bit more. I've been testing it out recently and I'm loving it so far, but I want you to kind of look into that because there's four phases, and during each phase of your menstrual cycle, you're going to need different foods. You're going to need to be doing different types of projects. You need to be doing like different types of routines, different types of workouts, all of the things. Like, for example, when you are on your period, you may need more rest. You may need more quiet time. You may need to not work out and just go for a short little walk or do some stretching and yoga, right? You might be using this time to write in a journal and reflect on the events of the month. You might be using this time to clear your calendar of big social and dating events and make a date for yourself, a bath, a massage, all of those things. And then there's another phase. It's after menstruation, and that's when you are kind of, you feel more like, ready to go take some risk. You might have energy. You might improve your mood and your brain function. So this might be a time where you're working, you're hustling, you're doing all the things, you're brainstorming, you're problem solving, and you're doing your social superpowers by speaking up in meetings, joining social groups, going to parties, planning parties, doing all these things, having fun workouts, fueling your body, right? And then there's the ovulating phase, right? So this might be your feelings are more up and about, right? You're more excited about things. This might be a good time for job interviews or networking events and speaking and date nights, and your energy levels are super high. So lots of physical activity and fueling your body with lots of awesome nutrition foods that keeps that energy level high. And then there's another phase. It's the luteal phase. Like, there's so many phases. It's amazing. I'm so intrigued by this. And this is where, you know, you might be feeling your PMS symptoms and craving carbs and all of the things. You might have headaches, anxiety, moodiness, and they shouldn't be things that you suffer through, I learned actually. And if you practice good self-care during that week and yoga classes, stress relieving treatments like a massage or acupuncture, and all of these things, you can take action and use to your advantage, to one, give yourself rest when you start learning about that cycle and learning about your body and what your body needs at that point of time, and also honoring your body's innate need for rest and relaxation during a phase, or going hard, going with your workouts, doing all of the things, going for interviews, you know? That's when you can take control of your calendar. That's when you can take control of your day. That's when you can get more productive and do more and be your best self each month. So I hope this helps, and I just want you to think about it. What might your life and body be trying to tell you today? If only you stopped long enough, stop worrying about the dings on your phone, the calendar meetings, the emails that's popping up, all the social events that are going on around you, and just stop and listen. What is your body trying to tell you? Don't miss out on those important cues. And don't be afraid to slow down, because your body needs it to become its best self and recharge, refocus, and recalibrate. And truly, you will not go wrong if you do that. It will only propel you further into the life that you love. So girl, if this episode resonated with you, please share with your besties, tag me on Instagram, and share your biggest takeaways on your stories. I cannot wait to see what resonated with you most. And hey, if you feel called, leave a review below, and that will help get this podcast out into the hands of other women who might need to hear this message today. So girl, like I always say, go pour yourself a glass of wine, because it's never good to keep things bottled up. I will see you next week. Thank you.